monsters from the basement.
This is Felissa Rose, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James back with another episode of Monsters from the Basement. Today, we're in Virginia Beach, Virginia at the Blood on the Beach convention. I'm here at the table of Felissa Rose, star of the first Sleepaway Camp film. How you doing, Felissa?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So have you had a good time this weekend?
You know what? Blood on the Beach has been an amazing convention. I cannot believe that it's their first year. Because this has been incredible in terms of so many fans coming out to visit and hang out with us. And it's been a huge weekend. And it's just been wonderful. There are over 40 celebrity guests and a lot of film premieres, a lot of Q&As. So we've gotten to really get ourselves immersed fully in the horror genre at its best.
Now, you appeared in the first Sleepaway Camp film, like I said. What year did that come out?
Oh, you know, a few years ago. We filmed that in 82, so this summer is our 30-year anniversary, and it came out in 83. I have a little bit of a monkey on my back named Jonathan Tiersted, crashing our interview. But, you know, that movie must have spoken to some people because it's still alive and well here 30 years later.
Was acting something you always wanted to do, or how did you get involved with that?
You know, I guess like all little kids, I just really loved to sing and dance and play pretend, and my parents took it very seriously and got me a manager, and my first audition was for Sleepaway Camp when I was like, you know, I think I was 12 when I first auditioned, and then I turned 13 by the time we filmed, but what an experience, and I always say it's given me a life. My husband was a huge fan, I have kids because of it, and, you know, a career, so I'm very grateful.
For anybody who hasn't seen the film, I'm not going to give away the ending of it, but it was kind of bizarre.
Put it mildly.
what did you think of that when you first read the script?
You know, I had an inkling as to what would happen at the end of the movie because when we were auditioning, when we were at the callback, the director, Robert Hiltzik, asked permission from all the moms. Is it okay if, you know, we put a prosthetic something or other on the child, which never happened. But when I read the script, I knew something crazy would happen at the end, and I was definitely blown away. And even more so when I first saw the film at 14, I was just like, really? That's what we did? That's pretty incredible. And it still stands the test of time. You know, it really is quite an ending. Very shocking.
Do you have any special memories of filming the movie?
Oh, you know, I guess my real memories are of how close the cast and crew got. As you can see, Jonathan and I were still best friends after all these years, and a whole bunch of us do the convention circuit together. You know, Paul D'Angelo, Frank Saladino, Desiree Gould, Karen Fields. I'm in touch with Kathy Kami over the internet. Just John Dunn is one of my best friends since we left the set, and Robert Hiltzik I'm really close with, and his wife Missy. So it was a family affair, and we still stick together, and we did return to Sleepaway Camp, you know, a few years ago. It's been a wonderful experience.
Did you have any idea that 30 years later you'd be sitting at a convention meeting fans of the movie?
You know, if I had a crystal ball and someone said, while we were on the set of that movie, this is what your future will be with this film, I would never have believed it because, as I said, it really is a movie that has stuck with people through these years. And I have to say, I would imagine it's because we were real teenagers, you know, and that ending is so twisted and crazy that people love to show it to other friends and watch their expression when that end scene comes on. So it's really been such an incredible ride, the 30 years.
Now, I know you've done couple other movies also. I see a picture from the Perfect House here.
Yeah, that's a film that both Jonathan and I did a couple of years ago. I believe it's getting distribution right now. It's a great film, and I love my character. I play a mom, and it's just a really kind of tortured kind of a role. But, you know, as I said, having done Sleepaway Camp, it's afforded me to meet other wonderful directors and wonderful, you know, actors and producers. And I've gotten to do movies like Dead and Gone and Summer Camp Massacre. I've worked with Sean Kane doing Silent Night, Zombie Night and Vernon Wells. And I have a movie called Poe coming out, and we're going to do the sequel to that. So it's just lucky, just really lucky. I guess I was in the right place at the right time.
Do you have any of the films that you've done, do you have any that's your favorite?
Wow, that's like asking a mom who's your favorite kid, right? They're all exceptional for one reason or another. Sometimes it's just you all bond so well, or the film turned out, you know, really nicely. But no, I think they're all pretty incredible. Of course, close to my heart is always Sleepaway Camp, and Return to Sleepaway Camp, just because that's been my life. You know, it's really something near and dear to me. And my husband was a huge fan. As I said, I met him because of it. He was such a fan that he kind of got in touch with me because he loved the movie. And, you know, it doesn't get better than that. I mean, I married my number one fan.
Yeah, when you told me that the other day, I thought that was pretty cool.
That, you know, his name is Darren Miller, and he is an incredible man with an unbelievable passion for the genre. I wish he was here with me right now, because he just loves everybody. He loves Danielle Harris, and he loves, you know, all the movies that are here. Tiffany Shepis and Vernon Wells. But truthfully, because of him, I keep taking on roles. I keep working, because he's like, do this, do that, do. And now he's working with me. He's acting. So he's in Summer Camp Massacre, Dave Canfield's movie. Yeah. Everybody go get that. That's a really, really hilarious, like, horror comedy.
Cool.
If there's any aspiring actors or actresses out there, you have any advice for them?
You know, my thing is always stay true to yourself and believe in your dreams. So if you want to pursue acting or directing or producing or writing, just, you know, really stay true to it and work as hard as you can. Network. I mean, it's all about getting in touch with people, and especially in the horror genre, people are so open and available to talk to about it and possibly give you jobs, you know, if you really show that you will work hard and perfect your craft, and you'll do whatever you want, you know.
Now, when you look back over your career, what are you most thankful for?
Oh, I'm just really thankful that I've had a career. And primarily because of Sleepaway Camp, I've gotten to work in this wonderful industry and this genre mostly. Really, the horror genre is like a family. I mean, you can ask any one of the guests here or the fans. It's a really tight-knit group of people. I mean, right now, I have my friend Jennifer here. We met at Scarefest in Kentucky, and she's here visiting, you know, again, this convention, and I get to hang out with her. So it really is one big happy family, and you also network with the other actors and directors. So I'm just thankful for all of it. The whole encompassing horror genre is what I'm very grateful to be involved with.
Now, you've got a Facebook page on Facebook, right?
I do. Come visit me, Felissa Rose Esposito Miller. It's my personal page. I write everything from what I'm involved in terms of movies to the little cute things my children do.
Got to include them.
Oh, my gosh. My family is my life. My husband and my three kids are my entire world. And, you know, they keep me inspired and keep me working, because I'm here to, as much fun as it is, you know, it's also your job. And they're like, Mommy, can we get, you know, a little treat, a little surprise? So I have to walk around now and get them, bring them home a little present. I'm like, what, a skeleton? You know, but yeah, it's all really, really fun.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time this morning talking with me.
You are such a sweetheart. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me. Really, thank you from my heart.
I wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Be in touch with me. Thanks.
My name is Jonathan Tiersten, and you have just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James back with Monsters from the Basement. We're still at the Blood on the Beach convention in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and I'm here with
Jonathan Tiersten.
Now, Jonathan was one of the cast members of the original Sleepaway Camp.
It's a true story. 1983. Who could believe it?
Doesn't seem that long, does it?
No, it doesn't. I think about it more now than I did then, you know, which is weird.
Was acting something you always wanted to do?
Not really. When I was in high school, they were doing an audition for a Pepsi Cola commercial, and I was one of the last people to sign up, and it was the entire high school, 2,700 kids auditioned for it, and I got it, and it ended up being with Gabriel Kaplan from Welcome Back, Kotter. And he told my mother, he said, oh, he's a natural. And that's when I looked at her and I said, can I get an agent? A year later, I was doing Sleepaway Camp.
That film had a pretty bizarre ending to it. What did you think when you first read the script?
I was surprisingly unshocked. I don't know why. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Maybe because it was in print and I wasn't looking at it, you know? But, I was one of the only people who had the whole script from the get-go, because I was a little older than Felissa. But, obviously weird. Couldn't figure out how they get it past the censors. Don't think they could today. Oh, no. But I thought, you know, wow, that's... The thing that I most remarked on was that when you read the script, it really seemed like camp, because I had gone to camp as a kid. And so that part of it, I think, was more of an emotional connection for me. Because I really liked going to camp. And when we filmed it, that's what it was like.
30 years ago, did you have any idea you'd be at a convention, doing horror conventions, meeting fans?
Well, the short answer is no. But we knew something was going on, because even when it was released, it was a pretty big deal. It was, I beat Yentl on its opening weekend, and, you know, I mean, so there was something going on, and it was, you know, there were TV commercials, and which was, you know, it was bigger than most indie-type films are, but no, to think that 30 years later I'd be talking about it, and that my best friend would be Felissa, no, I didn't know. Not a chance.
Now, I know you've done some other films as well as Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah, well, I took a brief 20-year hiatus from the acting business to become a musician and a husband and a father. But recently, I got back into it, and mostly because of Felissa. I just starred in The Perfect House, which is a horror anthology that Felissa is also in. And I get to play a serial killer, which is fun. And that's not giving anything away. It's, you know, the second I walk on screen, carrying a dead body. What I do is I keep people locked in cages in my basement. And I keep one girl for 5 years because she's my muse. So I'm trying to perfect my kills. And then I did another movie called Redemption with George Loros from The Sopranos. He played Buffalo Ray Curto. And Meredith Ostrom and Barry Primus. And that should come out next year, too. And I signed on to do The Drive-In Massacre. And I'm working on some score work, and I'm still touring as a musician. So, yeah, I'm staying pretty busy.
Now, I know here at the convention last night, you played for that VIP party.
It was awesome. It was really fun. And also because I got a chance to, you know, play with my friend Paul Phillips from Puddle of Mud. And, music is, you know, I went to college to become an actor, but music is my number one passion. So anytime I get to play at these conventions, it's a bonus.
Now, do you have a website or anything where people can purchase your music?
I do. It's just jonathantiersten.com. So just my name, not the way it's spelled on the poster, which everybody knows that story, but so it's JonathanTiersten. .com.
Have you got any projects you're working on for the near future?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that are not necessarily set in stone, but right on the horizon. And I'm also going to be touring on the East Coast this summer, and then I'm Felissa and I are both going to Germany in November. But the next movie I think I'm doing is called The Drive-In Massacre.
Always got the massacre or something in there?
Yes, yes. It's with it also stars Deborah Lamb and Sean Phillips. So it should be fun.
Now, when you look back on your career and the stuff you've done, what are you most thankful for?
That I survived it. No, I mean, you know, it's, you know, and as you said, to be talking about this stuff 30 years gone by, you know, I feel very lucky, you know, and I've learned to respect the blessings that Sleepaway Camp has given me, you know. I just very thankful, you know, try and be gracious, try and pass that on to my kid, you know, it's important. So to any fan, I would just say thanks.
All right, well. Are you on Facebook or anything?
I am. I have both a, you know, my site, and then I have one for my music. So, yeah, I'm very easy to find on the internet. And you can link them all from my website. So, and I always respond.
Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes talking with me this morning.
You're very welcome.
And I wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much.